to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to the first official podcast for Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. I will be hosting. Hopefully I'll get some other people in hosting with me because I'm sure you guys don't want to just listen to me talk. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am not an expert. I have 60 flights under my belt. 55 of them have been foot launch. 5 have been trike launch. I just picked up here recently a flash trike about 2 months ago and have been and loving it, actually, especially the aspect of triking in power paraglider, not carrying that motor on your back. But I still love foot launch, don't get me wrong. This first show is just going to be telling you or giving you an idea in the direction that I'm trying to take this podcast. I'm not sure exactly. Hopefully I'll try to get an interview or so it will, the time will extend or whatever like that. So it'd be more than like 10 or 15 minutes. So, let me tell you what I'm trying to do with this. Basically it's about information, conversations, not just my conversation, but anybody. I will be putting out an email, trying to see if, you guys want to Skype in, you must have Skype so I can record our conversation about whatever we're talking about. Let's see. Some of the things I plan to do, interviews, product training, upcoming fly-ins, videos, discuss about things maybe on the PPG list, anything actually. I'm going to try to take ideas. If you're a trainer and you like to come on and talk about your training process or promote your training or the product that you're actually product you're instructing on, and do that too. This is basically going to be a podcast about PPG that I don't want to step on anybody's feet, but I'm not afraid to talk about Fresh Breeze, Black Hawk, Fly Products, all those ones that are out there. Give a name. I'm gonna say the name. I'm not afraid to say the name. This won't be a bash show. It's more of an information show. We're going to talk about wings and motors and in a constructive way, not a bashing on somebody else's product, because like I love my Fresh Breeze, but I haven't flown anything else. I'm sure whoever has a Paratoise, I'm sure they probably love it and they've never flown a Fresh Breeze, so you can't really bash on somebody's product. That's not what this is all about. It's more or less about, especially that new guy or intermediate guy, new guy mostly, because when I was new, I looked for all kind of information. More information I could get, the better. I probably got every CD, DVD, I mean, not CD, but DVD, book, YouTube, PPG list, everything I could find, I tried to consume. Magazines, every magazine that I could probably could find, Ultraflight magazine, Paramotor magazine out of Europe, listen to the Ultraflight magazine. Of course, I've listened to the talk radio with Going and Bob and Purdy and those guys, and here recently I've been listening to the Sky Rats guys. About several months ago, it's been a long time. Well, if you call 6 months a long time ago, I thought about putting out a radio show, but I was going more of online broadcasting, live type of show, and look for all the information. And it was hard. It was hard to find, but I did find the information. But then it seems like it was going to cost too much to produce and getting somebody to host it for you and bandwidth. Are you going to host it yourself? Start listening to the Sky Rats guys and podcasts. So here I am, did the homework for podcast stuff, and we're going to see how it goes. I don't think it's too crowded for more information. You know, the more you learn, I think the better pilot, safer pilot you become. There are things that all the radio shows and books that I've read, I'm sure that people have disagreed with some of the stuff, or what works for me doesn't work for you, or what works for you will not work for me. Just in listening to shows, that was the thing I always wanted to put in my own, you know, give my own input, my own thought about it. And this show will give you the opportunity to actually come on and talk about maybe what you heard. We don't necessarily have to talk about a different subject from week to week, or we can go on it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, or whatever, like whatever it takes. But I don't want to bore anybody with a subject for a long period of time. But maybe a lot of times I think that you're always looking for more information, and if you just skim over it, you just kind of, you think you know, but you don't know. You form an opinion, but you're not sure if that opinion's the right opinion. So the show is not going to be subject to just one subject right then and there as far as per show. I'm sure we'll have segments. It seems like that's how most of the radio shows, even on TV or on, I'm sorry, not TV, but on radio, it's always, you know, sectioned off by fours or whatever like that. I don't think we're going to be too, you know, particular in making sure we have one section, two sections, or segments. We just kind of go with the flow and talk. And getting more voices out there that have been in the power paragliding. I'm not an expert. I guess I would consider myself probably an intermediate pilot. In my training, I do believe I advanced probably. I pick up things really easy. I started off with a Power Atlas wing, and 25 flights I was bored with it, and ended up picking a Silex up from a guy by the name of Dominic Vientino. Antonio, I think it is, out of Ohio, and he gave me a good deal on it. You know, it was well used wing, but it gave me an opportunity to try a different wing, and I love the Silex. It's nice. It's really, really nice, really sporty, and I'm sure you've already heard a lot of the other guys about getting a sporty wing for your first wing or whatever like that is not a good idea. That Power Atlas, it did me well. I hear other people seem like they have problems with it launching, or, you know, zero wind forward launches. Never had that problem. Never. Love it. Actually, it's a really nice wing. A little strong on the brake pressure, but it's a safe-feeling wing. There's nothing wrong with that wing. The Silex, exact opposite. Really light brake pressure. Like I said, it will spin on a dime. You really need to take, you know, be very careful when you move on to a second wing or sportier wing like that. You know, with that in mind, you know, don't yank too hard, or, you know, listen to. And only reason I knew, you know, to be careful as far as brake pressures compared to my Power Atlas is listening to the experts telling you or about the Silex wing, which was a well-liked wing years ago, whatever like that. You know, it's an old wing, yes, but it's still good. They still sell it. So that's all I got for now. I hope it will interest guys out there, or gals, don't get me wrong, ladies, if you're listening to, you're more than welcome to call in and talk. And actually would love to talk to some ladies into power paragliding and take their give me their take on, or give all of us their take on power paragliding. So thank you for listening, and I may be piecing this first one together when I come up with some more ideas, and maybe I will actually have a interview or somebody else talking. And that's the other thing. If you are interested in guest hosting, I'll give you an email. I'm going to drop an email. Let me know if you want to come on. Only thing you need to have is Skype. And a good mic would be good, if you can find a decent mic. Noise canceling mic, so the sound is a lot clearer. Picked up my headphone noise canceling USB mic is what you want. Don't forget that, a USB microphone headset combination if you want to. I picked up Logitech. It is actually a Vantage USB. It's a PlayStation. It says it's a PlayStation 3 headset or whatever like that. It's very good. And as long as it's USB, Don't try not to get a mic that actually plugs into your computer with the regular jacks. Use a USB mic and you will get very nice audio, and people out there would be able to understand you better. So that's the only thing you really need, and I will, like I said, we'll go from there, and I'll try to think of some things. I think the first thing I really would love to talk about is the Fresh Breeze and the motor, which is what I actually fly right now, the Seminini, and maintenance stuff and issues, a couple of issues I had with it so far since I've had it over this year. Go from there. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy. This is your show, your radio show. I'm just hosting it. How about that? Thanks, now. Bye.
Wish I could fly to the sky so very high, just like a dragonfly. Yeah. I fly above the trees, all by the seas, and on the breeze, but you're anywhere I please. Oh, I want to get away. I want to fly away. Yeah. Even miles, we could just be out. Let's fade into the sun, let our spirit fly.